program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
So big time, huh? I have a feeling a little grunt back here must be talking about our friend Bob. Welcome, seekers, to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, the April Fool's Stupidity Spectacular. I'm that dumbass bimbo, the Reverend Susie the Floozy, and I'm manning the switches here for what's going to be an incredibly stupid episode. So watch out for those plummeting IQ points, kids, because tonight we've got one f*** of a case of intellectile dysfunction. Enjoy.
You want to know whether you're stupid or not? Remember what I said? Maybe I should take an advertisement out in Dream Builders magazine and say, "Are you stupid? Find out."
You must be stupider than you look.
Stupider like a fox.
Don't be shocked. But I'm going to give you...
What?
A list again.
Did he just say lisp with a P?
Sounds like.
Of 9 ways you can be personally stupid in this culture. It won't take long. I'm just going to list them.
Lisp? I think so.
What's to explain? He's an idiot.
Why are you so stupid, stupid?
I want to tell you why the stupidity happened. Why could these men in the 1940s predict what they never thought would happen in the 20th century to America?
The Americans are stupid.
My fellow fish monsters, far be it from me to question your stupid civilization or its dumb customs, but is squeezing each other's brains out with a giant nutcracker really gonna solve anything?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Stupid and whiny.
Oh, he's not stupid.
He's a street-smart fish out of water in a world he never made.
I know. Maybe he's just acting stupid to infiltrate a gang of international idiots.
In Wongi Kongi, or wherever that happens to be, or what else. There's so many new ones anymore. Americans are stupid.
People all over America are waiting for the next edition of Entertainment Weekly next week. Because Julia Roberts will give her first interview on why she didn't marry Kiefer Sutherland.
Who? I don't know.
You may not even know who those people are.
Who is that ignoramus? Smithers, who is that lollygagger? Who is that blubberpot? Who is that bafflewit?
Lummox.
Pudding head.
Pudding cat.
Limp noodle.
Drizzle puss.
Fumble fist.
Stop it!
Social liberalism. I'm going somewhere. The art of being stupid as a nation. I'm going somewhere. I'm getting to my concluding section, so stay with me.
We have no choice, Peggy, and it's better than jail.
I'll tell you, Bristol, there is something wrong here. Look around you. It's a village of idiots.
Tony was off in La La Land. Now, if you listen real close, you would get the feeling that she could have that tendency to go off in La La Land and think about all the things she was going to spend the money on that we were going to make when we got involved with this business. So when it was all done, she didn't understand a thing.
Can you explain some of these things to your wife? You know what has got me more upset than anything else is that Mary Elizabeth doesn't seem to understand too much of what the hell's going on in here. It doesn't mean, Mary Elizabeth, that you're mentally retarded or anything. It just don't seem that you understand too much of this.
Unbelievably stupid to know how to win and choose not to.
Hello?
Okay, just answer the phone with a special phrase that pays, and you'll have your choice of $10,000 in cash or a really stupid prize.
Accept the fact that you're probably stupid, but don't feel bad about it, friend. Almost everyone else is, too. In fact, the studies have shown that 95% of the population consistently behaves in a manner that can be described as stupid. Of the remaining 5%, 2% are in hiding, 2% are incarcerated in mental institutions, and the final 1% is actively engaged in stealing everyone else blind.
Oh, I'm sorry, the phrase is, KBBL is going to give me something stupid.
Let's try one more number.
You're out of luck, bunch of idiots!
Hot dog, we have a wiener!
Yellow?
I told the teacher that I thought it was insanity for me to try to pretend, one, that these people were living human beings in the first place, and two, that the man wrote them was anything but a demented idiot. And I couldn't understand why in the world I should take my mind and try to get my mind to follow the labyrinths of ridiculous reasoning of non-existent minds, of creatures of absolute fiction made up in the mind of what I thought was an idiot. Now, maybe Shakespeare was not an idiot. My apology to anyone who really believes Shakespeare was a marvelous writer and really a great literate and so on, which he may well have been. I didn't really study him all that much. Matter of fact, that was my only acquaintanceship with Hamlet. And as you could probably well understand, I read very little of it. I received a D in that course.
Ignoramus, there you are.
About me. I don't care how you respond. I may look funny to some folk, but I made up in my mind, use me.
I've been to one world fair, a picnic, and a rodeo, and that's the stupidest thing I ever heard come over a set of earphones.
I'm so stupid, I thought you called. I'm so blind. Thank you. creepy.
An unmistakable cone of ignorance.
What turmoil filled my heart? I saw myself so stupid and so ignorant, I must seem like an animal to you, oh God.
Get down there, boy.
Let me ask you this, and you may not even want to answer it. I don't know. I didn't get much education myself. Did you go to school?
Well, I went 7 or 8 years, but didn't get but 6th grade.
Oh, you... you went 7 or 8 years, didn't get 6th grade,
Didn't learn too fast.
Oh, you didn't learn too fast? Well, I wonder, was there any reason, reckon?
It's a little slow.
Nothing was said. Not good. What was it?
Don't yell at Homer!
No, that's okay. What was it?
No! They called you slow! How dare you call me that!
Hey, Homer, you still here? Boy, you are slow.
Which one of these is the salt? Too bad I'm an idiot, because my school closed. Oh, well.
No, that's the rat poison.
That was great. You know, humor is a sign of intelligence.
I wish I had those miracle smart pills.
Yes, I have just the thing for you. Here, take a couple of these. They perk me right up. Go right ahead. Help yourself.
I met a girl the other day in the most unusual way we were introduced. Now... very unusual girl. As a matter of fact, I might mention she was sort of stupid, too. She thought a dry dock was a thirsty physician. She fell in love with these two sailors down in San Diego. She didn't know which one she loved, so she put out to sea. Or took a voyage someplace.
She's an airhead, stung gun and mace. Come on, get plates, stay lost in space.
She doesn't appreciate it at all. Understands not a word that I say. Really. Except I think she may understand the word sit. I think she may understand bone.
Ooh, bone.
If I say that
bone.
In a conversation.
Which bone? Bone.
But really, very limited.
Ah, this baby is wasted on an idiot like you.
You're mentally gone, mentally dead. We just give them a brochure. Here, might as well order it now. The body will follow soon. The mind is already in the grave.
It's like the definition of an idiot. That's the guy who rips a girl's bra off and invites her on a ear.
Something else.
We got him with you,
Foot freak! Whore! Douchebag!
I hate you!
Douchebag!
Oh, daytime TV is muy estúpido.
I never thought I'd say this about a TV show, but this is kind of stupid.
Come on, Homer, act all stupid, like you do on TV.
Yeah, come on, dum-dum, do something unintelligent there.
Now what? Let's get stupid with our first contestant.
I want you to know something. When I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it.
Oh, no!
Unbelievable. We're rewarding people for acting like buffoons.
Cut them some slack.
We are a town of lowbrows, no-brows, and ignorami. We have 8 malls, but no symphony. 32 bars, but no alternative theater. 13 stores that begin with Le Sex. I write this letter not to nag or whine, but to prod.
Nice, stupid, and whiny.
How do we live in a town where the smartest have no power and the stupidest run everything? Maybe I should just move back to Alabama.
No, we should fix things here. If we put our minds to it, there's no limit to what we can accomplish.
If you hate society's rules, you
once went from A to Z instantaneously, but rock today doesn't even go to B. So what's the difference? Doesn't even go to A sub 2. It was once music that morons could eat. It was once nurture for morons. It isn't even nurturing. Music, it's music to keep morons stupid.
Or whatever.
God, I've been misinformed.
What about the nuclear reactor in Florida?
I thought it was in Georgia.
Georgia's in Florida, dumbass.
I'm too dumb to read a map. Oh, why did my school have to close?
But that little Bill O'Reilly in your head is screaming, get over it. Let's move on already.
Hello, I'm Dr. Stupid. I'm going to take out your liver bones. Oops, you're dead.
I never liked that Dr. Stupid.
What if he's crazy?
And what if he's not? Then we'd look like idiots.
Oh, very funny. Sure. Gee, everybody more science high is extracurricular activity but you.
Well, then Louise count?
Only to 10, Mudhead. You know, that's just it.
Just what?
Well, we're the leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's today.
Well, yeah, but what are you going to do tomorrow after we graduate?
Oh, well, I thought maybe I'd go out and find a bunch of guys and dress alike and follow them around.
What?
Or I could go pick up a couple of girls.
Oh, is that all you think about, picking up things?
Yeah.
Golly, Mudhead.
What?
Right after I graduate, I'm going to cut the soles off my shoes, sit in a tree, and learn to play the flute.
As some people have said that the educational system is not really to blame for this state of affairs. These people are idiots. Of course the educational system is to blame, and we're not talking about widely publicized instances of graduates who can't read their own diplomas. Even the smug valedictorians and highly touted PhDs often never develop the ability to really think for themselves. The educational system, from Head Start to Harvard, is designed to provide nothing more than advanced vocational training. Hell, it takes 12 years just to learn how to play whatever cog-like role the student winds up in this bewilderingly complex industrial economy.
Bewildered, lost in a dream of you.
Don't you know?
Why did we have to pause?
Larry, hey, give me your hand.
That's not what I had in mind.
You?
Oh.
God. For you and this river, this mountain, and everything we don't know about. Becky, do you take Mallory to beat? Your lawful wedded wife to have and hold, and she cried and she died. Hey,
baby.
Mallory, do you take Becky to beat?
Mallory!
You don't murder anybody on a wedding day.
I do.
Yeah! God! Yeah!
Baby. By the power vested in me, is God of my world.
Very romantic, baby.
Announce us, husband, wife.
Till death do us part.
Must I have sleepless nights and endless days?
The only people I knew is the people that I had formerly worked with and Connie's relatives.
Oh, no.
And they're all not too bright.
Let the record show that the witness made the drinky-drinky motion.
Say, I love them all. I think they're great people. They're just a little slow in some areas. And I can honestly say that because we showed them all the business and none of them got in.
You haven't switched from liquor to dope by any chance, have you?
What if we had listened to one guy that said no? What if we let some bonehead steal our dreams?
Or some dreamhead steal our bones?
What?
Look, our ratings are down and the station is being swamped with angry calls and letter bombs.
And?
Oh, yeah, that.
And it's all your fault.
Oh, great.
This is the DJ 3000. It plays CDs automatically, and it has three distinct varieties of inane chatter.
Hey, hey, how about that weather out there? Whoa. That was the caller from hell. Well, hot dog, we have a wiener.
Man, that thing's great.
Don't praise the machine.
Come on, you idiot. We're taking back this town.
Yeah, let's make litter out of these litterati.
That's too clever. You're one of them.
What do you think of the children?
Are these morons getting dumber or just louder?
Dumber, sir.
Day is all dumb. You're stupid as can be. You are running for this be nothing to me. This is for your mother for not affording you. B is cause you're boring and I don't like you.
B, you, and me, you're so dumb. B, you, and me, you're so
we're electing a president of Dumbville, I'd have to nominate me.
You got my vote.
It's like a lottery that rewards stupidity.
The best way to get money is through trying to grab it from somebody else, whether through a lawsuit or a lottery or some other way that's really not a velvet party.
It's not my nature to complain, but so far today, we've had three movies, two film strips, and an hour and a half of magazine time. I just don't feel challenged.
Of course we could make things more challenging, but then the stupider students would be in here complaining, furrowing their brows in a vain attempt to understand the situation.
Some had high hopes that genetic engineering would correct this trend in evolution. But sadly, the greatest minds and resources were focused on conquering hair loss and prolonging erections. Meanwhile, the population exploded, and intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problem.
That's all I'm taking from you.
Get back here, you jerk!
And it may appear that way to you, but you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm 16, and I'm going to live for 16,000 more years.
Your stupid minds! Stupid! Stupid!
Now, those who have stupid children are safe enough. Those children will laugh at evolution and be happy fools all the days of their lives. But to those who have bright, intelligent children, the day will come when those children will come home and say,
"No, they're drunken idiots."
What?
I said, "Oh, these people are idiots."
Oh! You're in the wrong line, dumbass. Over there.
I'm sorry, I am in a big dumbass.
Sorry.
Hey, let this dumbass through.
Stupid!
You can get some people's attention with a tube before. Whop, you know, and you've got his attention. Other people, you just make him mad. And you won't get his attention. You can knock him completely out and just make him madder and madder and madder. You could bring him back to consciousness, knock him out again, and you never will get him to like getting hit with that tube before.
Stop pummeling me! It's really painful!
More aptitude end up as bigger cogs. But damn few of them show any sort of creative cognition. Those who do have developed this on their own, sometimes by accident, and sometimes through sheer defiance of a system that promotes unthinking passive conformity. Well, good for them. Unfortunately, many more never even conceive of such a notion, and the educational system can't be held entirely responsible. It only holds its victims for a limited time before they're released to produce and consume. From that point on, the mass media entirely takes over the job of intelligence suppression.
But what are you gonna do? It's my own fault. There's an abundance of data on the subject. But to be honest, for a change, I thought I could just muscle through it as I do most situations. I underestimated the effect of my prolonged self-imposed isolation up there.
You're the smartest guy in the world. You're pretty dumb sometimes.
You're not talking right.
Stop!
Talking dumb again.
Hey!
You're not thinking right.
Stop!
Telling me I'm talking dumb? You're talking dumb. Sort it out? I got it sorted out. Make it right? Who's right? Real life's out of sight? Everything's out of sight.
His name? Albert Einstein.
The gentleman is a dope, a man of many faults, a clumsy Joe who wouldn't know a rumba from a waltz. The gentleman is a dope and not my cup of tea. Why do I get in a dither? He doesn't belong to me. The gentleman isn't bright. He doesn't know the score. A cake will come. He'll take a crumb and never, never ask for more. The gentleman's eyes are blue, but little do they see. Why am I beating my brains out? He doesn't belong to me. He's somebody else's problem. She is welcome to the guy. She isn't very smart. He's just a lug you'd like to hug and hold against your heart. The gentleman doesn't know how happy he could be. Well, look at me crying my eyes out as if he belonged to me.
You don't see any Homer is a dope t-shirts, do you?
We sold those out in 5 minutes.
Dope! Marge, how could you?
These shirts are 100% cotton. And look at the fine stitching on dope.
The gentleman is a dope.
Stupid? Well, I can assure you it happened organically.
Cat Rennie, everybody. He's about to do something stupid.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like
me, me, na, 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 no, no.
Thank you.
I'm so stupid. I'm so stupid. I'm so stupid. I'm so stupid. I'm so stupid.
Sure, we'll look like a jerk later.
It's funny, because
the fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his foe. That's the talking fool.
I'm watching a videotape that could change our lives.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You might remember me from such self-help videos as Smoke Yourself Thin and Get Confident, Stupid.
Oh, I'm not gonna be the fool.
I don't know.
I'm not gonna be any kind of fool. I'm not gonna be the atheistic fool.
What are you gonna do?
I'm not gonna be the afflicted fool. I'm not gonna be the simple fool. I'm not gonna be the contentious fool.
Damn his ass!
I'm not gonna be the meddling fool. I'm not gonna be the angry fool.
Gracious, I should bust a cap in your ass.
Right on!
I'm not gonna be the talking fool.
What is this, open mic night?
I'm not gonna be the bomb building fool.
You think Einstein walked around thinking everyone was a bunch of dumb shit?
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
Now you know why he built that bomb.
What kind of fool am I? Who never fell in love? It seems that I'm the only one that I've been thinking of.
What kind of fool do you think I am? What kind of fool do you think I am? Who do you think I am? Think I am.
What kind of fool am I?
I don't know, he didn't say.
What kind of fool am I?
You know, Bob, I don't know.
What kind of fool am I?
I just don't know.
What kind of fool am I?
The who walks around in the front yard, laying them chicks in liberty. You come home in the evening, the rooster walks up and starts to teach. You ain't nothing but a fool, Mew. Ain't you never been to school? You ain't nothing but a fool, Mew. You ain't got no sense. But a pile of hay, you ain't nothing but a fool, Mew. Ain't you never been to school? You ain't nothing but a fool, Mew. You ain't got no sense. Well, I got to put you down. You're looking like a clown, eating out behind the fence. Mew told the rules of my fine fellow friend. What if these days go jive? Oh, my friend, I got news for you. Farmer eats steaks and chicken too. One of these days it'll get real hot. You find yourself right in that spot.
Guilty on all 10 counts of first-degree stupidity. The penalty phase will now begin.
Ha! The ironing is delicious.
He's just a poor kid from the stupid ages.
Yes, stupid.
You don't understand that. Whatever you're doing, whatever you're saying, whatever you are, however smart you are, however illiterate you are, still not. Thank you, fool. They'll call you fool if you live for God. And they'll call you fool if you don't live for God. You see, so it's not your job. You have no choice as to whether or not you're going to be a fool. The only choice you have is what kind of fool you're going to be.
Oh, that.
And maybe
then I'll know what kind of fool I am. What kind of clown am I? What do I know of life? Why can't I cast away this mask of play and live my life? Why can't I fall in love till I don't give a damn? And maybe then I'll know what kind of fool.
Let me reassure you, your fears are groundless, and your complaints moronic.
Oh, that's good.
This film will explain everything to you in words that you can understand.
You Aragorn.
You know, there was a time in this country when smart people were considered cool. Well, maybe not cool, but smart people did things like build ships and pyramids, and they even went to the moon. And there was a time in this country, a long time ago, when reading wasn't just for fags, and neither was writing. People wrote books and movies, movies that had stories, so you cared whose ass it was and why it was farting, and I believe that time can come again.
All right, let amateur night in Dixie commence.
What do you mean?
Some brilliant satire on the decadent Old South being cast before the unaware swine in the audience.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
This show ain't no good.
She's a sub. What does she know?
I told the smartest person I know. Big wheels turn real slow. When you finally get a phone to throw, there's no dog around.
Phone!
The trouble with you is your voice. You're ugly because you're normal. You're worthlessly overqualified and hopelessly hopeful. The trouble with you is your voice. You're the smartest person I know. That's why you feel like a fifth wheel.
Oh, man, I really love your show.
Oh, gee, thanks. Oh, I'm getting so tired of this.
Never come. And again, I mentioned something.
something about a fifth wheel.
Your mind is set free to wander around, recklessly thinking and wondering, while your body works with exterior or interior control. It knows what to do, needs no guidance. Sometimes, however, not thinking and not wondering is a true blessing. Do not force yourself to think great thoughts. Remember this, it's okay to feel stupid once in a while.
Nothing could be absolutely more stupid or obtuse or ridiculous.
But we're not all stupid. We don't all need nursemaiding. I mean, why not just have a stupidity tax? Just tax the stupid people. Die!
Why didn't someone tell me? Oh, I've been making an idiot out of myself.
Cut him some slack.
I'll never ever do another stupid thing. Good night.
Didn't that hurt?
No. How did the world ever get like this?
I don't know, man.
Look, you want to pay me back?
No, man.
Just go back, okay? Tell people to read books. Tell people to stay in school. You know, tell people to just use their brains or something. You know, I think maybe the world got like this because people like me, I never did anything with my life.
As if on cue.
Funhouse, we like a big and stupid like Lil Grunt Pack, Robert Ellis Borrow, Zilch Fletcher, Bruce Babyman Baum, Devo, Pink Lincolns, Mickey and Sylvia and Mallory, Thomas Dolby, Dossie Terry, The Waitresses, Screeching Weasel, although that could have been the Queers of Hell, I'm too dumb to remember, and Julie Brown. And we also heard chunks of Idiocracy, Reverend Ivan Stang, Dr. No Talk, Doc Ellis, Divine, Jack Van Impey, Gardner Ted Armstrong, and a bunch of dumbasses I forget.
Thank you.
Ah, there we have it, Seekers. To paraphrase Dobbs, act like a dumbass and they'll treat you like an equal.
Now, this is true.
That is true.
This is absolutely true.
You can score some free information about Bob and the Church of the Subgenius by dropping a stamped self-addressed envelope to Bob at Post Office Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. Good night, Seekers.
Next on the Violence Channel, an all-new Almond.
You crazy bitch!